Every other Monday, just after 3:35, we are going to head to the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce and get caught up with our great friend, the president and CEO. It's Eric Spoonmore. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, Glass. How are you doing today?
Well, a lot better than my bracket after going through those final four contestants there in our last little segment. My bracket will be used for kindling in our first bonfire of the year at some point here coming up in the next few days. Boy, those Miami Hurricanes took care of us. I didn't see this coming.
I didn't see it either. This is the most bizarre Final Four I've ever seen in my 41 years of existence. And I'm right there with you on the bracket. I put mine in the office shredder.
Hide all the evidence.
And the round of 64, I mean, it was on before I left that Friday. That thing was done. So, yeah, not a lot of March sadness this year, unfortunately. But, you know, it's always exciting to see how things play out. Who would have thought this is what we'd be dealing with?
Absolutely, and there are no guarantees in the basketball world either, and well, that's going to be a ticket. Anybody can get down there in Houston this week. Woof. Yeah. Women are in Dallas. Their Final Four will be decided by the end of the night tonight. We're not here to talk hoops. We got too many other things going on, and the reason we're going to get with you every other Monday is there is literally too many things happening that I feel we need to talk about, because whether it's just another ribbon cutting, which I'm going to ask you about the generalness of all of that, which is fantastic. But you've got events, and we're busy in April coming up around the corner. You've had events with candidates going on. Let's talk about your ribbon cutting first, because number one, you've got to have a big scissors to do it, and you guys have the big scissors. You got the sharpeners. What does that tell us about our business climate here when you're scheduling two or three of these a week?
Yeah, things are really opening up. I mean, membership is increasing. It's great for the chamber. We're up to 870 members now. Gosh, I think when I first started, it was around 830. So, you know, we've been seeing some gradual, strong incremental growth. As you know, with membership organizations, it's always kind of a challenge to grow the membership base. And so when people really start to see the value that membership offers them, and that's what we want our members to really see, is that, you know, you can have some great networking opportunities and have some great opportunities to facilitate business growth through the chamber and really just get access to a network of people that want to help you succeed. It makes a big difference. So, yeah, this is the time of year where lots of ribbon cuttings. Spring is always a popular time for that. And that's my favorite part of the job, is going to the ribbon cuttings, celebrating our members' successes, whether they're opening a new business or a new location, or celebrating a big renovation or expansion of their existing business. So those are all great things, and it just means that you know, business is really going well here in the greater Bloomington area.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest this afternoon, the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. I mean, sometimes we have to look back to look forward and do all that. Well, March was a busy month. Even though spring break is wedged right in the middle there, you guys had some busy things going on, whether it was business after hours or did we get to the candidate forums yet? This is I feel like I haven't talked to you in a month, and now I'm lost.
Yeah. So we did. We had a really busy March, even with, like you said, with spring break. We had a fantastic business after hours event at the Spring Hill Suites. My good friend Kirby Brown, who's the general manager out there, threw a wonderful event for us, and it was, I would say, we had well over 100 people there during you know, if you remember last Thursday of spring break, it was quite a downpour. So lots of rain and kind of cold, nasty weather. A lot of people out of town, but we still had a huge crowd come show up for that event. So that was a lot of fun. They had done a really nice renovation of their meeting space and some of the reception areas there in the hotel. So it was really nice to see all of that and what they have what they've got to offer here for the community. And then
it's interesting you have that there, because I get this question a lot, and I bet you do too. If you have folks coming to town, they say, well, what hotel should I stay at? And I said, well, why would you think I've ever stayed in any of these hotels? I live here.
Right.
So this is a great way to help with answer that question. But how important is it to have the downtown hotel community? We'll get into the convention center, because I can't have a conversation with you without mentioning that. But again, these are I don't want to call them stepping stones, but sometimes these are the first introduction to our community. Hey, you get into town, you go to your hotel.
It is, yeah. And, you know, there's so much demand right now for hotels and overnight stays. If you look at the innkeeper's tax revenue, that's a really good indicator of what the demand is for hotel stays. And that also includes Airbnb. So we're calculating Airbnb stays as we collect innkeeper's tax as well, too. And it's just growing and growing and growing. Things are coming back, and people are traveling again. They're going to high-demand destinations like Bloomington. Obviously, we've got some good attractions and draws here in this community. Where people will need to stay in hotels. But, you know, to me, we don't have enough hotel rooms. And you see some of the prices of hotel rooms on big weekends, like football game weekends and things like that. It can really get pretty high.
Isn't that the
and
great?
I think anytime.
Isn't that the great chicken and the egg theory, though? Well, the reason they're high is we don't have enough, but we don't have things going on all those other non-important weekends to fill them up. So, I don't want to be making your pitch for you here, but I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah, exactly. And so it will be really nice once we can get that expanded convention center done, and we can get a lot more events coming in on all days of the week, not just on weekends when there's something going on with IU. But, you know, that's really what we're missing, is that midweek event business that we really want to grow, and we just don't have the capacity for that with our existing convention center right now. And it's a shame. I say it all the time. We've got the money in place. We've got the willing participants at the city and at the county for the most part. We certainly have enough of the elected officials willing to move forward with it. We just need to take those next steps and get the job done. So no reason why we can't expand that convention center into something that we can all be so proud of in this community and deliver on those promises that were made back in 2017 when the county and the city worked together. I know that sounds kind of crazy to hear that, but they did. They worked together on getting that food and beverage tax put in place so that we could expand our convention center.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce president and CEO. Well, there's Downtown Bloomington Incorporated, and then there's all these little sub deals. How important is it all that you guys work together? Do you share a common mission? Do you share a common message? Or do you each have kind of your own stay in your own lane functionality? Or tell me why it's important to be together than apart.
Well, I think everyone has their own niche that they're really, hyper-focused on. But, you know, these are all organizations that also have a lot of cross-pollination in terms of, you know, the goals that we share and that we want to achieve together. And, you know, my vision, my goal for the Chamber of Commerce in the 108 years that we've been in existence, I think we've got a real demonstrated track record of wanting Bloomington to be the best community that it can be. And so there's ways that you can do that. It requires, the businesses and government and our nonprofit sector, I think, all kind of collaborating and working together to achieve a lot of the goals that we have for the community. And so that's really what I see our role being. I think that we sit at this really great intersection of business and government and nonprofits, and we can convene groups to come together and make Bloomington a better place. And so that's really the big 30,000 foot view of the Chamber of Commerce and what we want, and that's what we work towards every day. But we have so many wonderful organizations that, that really share a lot of that same vision as well, too. Downtown Bloomington Inc. is a fantastic group. I'm actually going to be going to a board meeting over there at the convention center this afternoon at 4 o'clock for our monthly meeting with the DBI folks, and always love to hear what's going on with them. A lot of their members are also chamber members, obviously, so we get to catch up. We've got, you know, the Building Association of South Central Indiana, BASCI. You got the Board of Realtors, another good group that's very interested in community. You got the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation, and so they're really looking at ways to recruit new investment and new employers into the community, and that will generate more tax dollars to help us improve the quality of life here. And so there's a lot of this work that we're all kind of doing together that makes Bloomington great.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. He is the president and CEO of that, and we get caught up with him here about every other week because we have so many things going on. It's an election season. It's very busy. There have been more than one or two people who have suggested the May primary is more important than the general election. We can do the numbers to figure out why that could be the case. How are you as a group presenting candidates, forums, and otherwise so people in our community can make that best, most informed decision?
Great question, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about this. So, you know, elections are very, very important to the Chamber of Commerce, and we understand that that our elected leaders have a great amount of influence on our business environment and the quality of life that we get to enjoy here in Bloomington and Monroe County. We've got a couple of events that we're doing for the primary season. And as you mentioned, you know, we kind of know how the math works here in Bloomington. Right now we have 9 city council members. They're all Democrats. We have a mayor. He's a Democrat. So basically the city is controlled by elected Democrats. We do not expect that to really change much at all this year, if at all. We had our Elect Connect event that focused on city council members last week, and that was a really nice event. We did that over at the Mill. We had 16 candidates there, 15 of which were Democrats, and one Republican who's not opposed in his primary. So he will definitely go on through to the general election, and then we've got a lot of contested races on the Democratic ballot. So that was a very informative event. We had we heard from all of the candidates, and they all kind of gave their pitches on what their platforms are going to be and what they're going to be working towards as they hope to lead Bloomington over the next 4 years on the city council. And then we're going to have on April 10th at Indiana University's President's Hall the mayoral forum, which will feature the 3 candidates for mayor in the Democratic Party, and we're really excited. It's going to be focused on business issues, quality of life issues, all of that kind of stuff that our chamber members are very much interested in. So would encourage everybody to come out to that. That will start at 5:30 p.m., and it's open to the public. It's free to attend. We'll have some heavy hors d'oeuvres there for anybody who's in attendance, as well as a cash bar. The forum will begin around the question and answer portion will begin around 6:15, but we'll kind of have a reception first beginning at 5:30 when the doors open. And would love to have as many folks from the community come out to that event as possible. That's a large venue. It holds a lot of people, and we look forward to hearing from the mayoral candidates.
And before we get let you get here to your meeting at 4 o'clock, we've got a couple things that we've got to talk about here. Before we get caught up with you next, coming back on the 10th, we want everybody to know the Primetime Business Expo is coming up April 13th. Who can – well, that's for everybody in the community.
It is, yeah. And this is one of the signature and most fun events that the Chamber puts on every year. So this will be April 13th. At Switchyard Park this time. Now, this has historically been out at the fairgrounds. We wanted to kind of redesign and re-engineer the Primetime Business Expo this year. And it's going to be presented by First Financial Bank, and Steve Dirk and his team over there are great partners with the Chamber. So we're going to have a really fun time for Primetime. We've got lots of entertainment that's going to be there, lots of food and vendors that will be there handing out some of the delicious food items that they'll be preparing. And then you get a kind of come see all of our business community and the small local businesses that make Bloomington such a great, wonderful, vibrant, compassionate community. They'll be out there, so come and support them and see what they have to offer. But it'll be a really fun night. Keep our fingers crossed for good weather as well, too. But Switchyard Park on Thursday, April 13th, that'll get started about 5:30 p.m., and should be a lot of fun that night.
Yeah, you have some room there in the pavilion. Plenty of space, plenty of parking, plenty of everything out at Switchyard Park. All right, get back to work, buddy. We appreciate the update. We will talk to you on Monday the 10th. And, again, April's right around the corner, and we'll have plenty to do here in just a couple of weeks. Have a great meeting this afternoon, Eric, and come back and join us.
Hey, thanks, Les. Look forward to it. Take care.